Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Got your host, James, by the mic. I'm joined by our head of production, our co-host, Seth Haphacker.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for being with us, everybody. Hope you're having a great start to your day. We'll get into our schedule in just a moment. First, we're going to kick things off the way we like to with our friend, Brittany Merlot. Good morning, Britt.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing all right.
Enjoying this sunshine right now.
While we can, yes.
Yeah, because the sky up there looks like it's up to something. It's up to something. I can't tell what, but it's up to something.
Oh, she's brewing something pretty major. We've got a big outbreak that looks to hit the state this afternoon. So meteorologists are definitely busy tracking this. What's going to look like it's going to happen is we're going to see some breezy winds start to usher in the heat, the humidity, right? Some sunshine out there. All of these things are the perfect mixture and perfect fuel for supercells, and supercells are the ones that produce the damage, the strong storms, packing large hail, damaging wind gusts, and even a tornado is possible this afternoon. I hope my forecast is wrong, but it's looking more and more like the potential is there, unfortunately. So heads up this afternoon. I think these things are going to spark right around 3 or 4 o'clock or so, maybe just slightly west of us, but it could be right over us. Either way, from about 4 to 5, we're going to be in the thick of it, and I think 6 o'clock will still be in the thick of it as well. As the system finally clears our area, it should be done by 7. So really know a place where you're going to take shelter in case you are in a tornado warning, or if large hail comes at you. I mean, these could be the size of ping pong balls or bigger. That could smash out windshields, right? So 4 to 5 to 6 time frame, that's when usually people are driving home from work, running errands, doing things. I would stay put and really keep an eye on radar and stay tuned to the radio, too.
All right.
This is the second day in a row my parents actually have plans right at the worst time of day. I can tell you what I'm doing during the commercial break. Like, hey, Dad, no.
Don't do the thing. No, don't do that thing.
Don't take a break.
Not
take
today.
It easy. It's interesting, Brittany, you said something in this. I think I've mentioned before, I'm a fan of the Weather Channel, and I like a lot of pretty much everybody they have on there. And Jim Cantore, like a lot of people, big fan of his.
Yeah.
I like the way that he not only delivers the news and talks about it, but the way he doesn't talk down to people. He's very empathetic and just, I think, fun. I think he's got a fun personality.
Oh, yeah. I love him.
he mentioned once about hoping he was wrong about something. I think he was in Florida reporting on something or whatever. And it got me thinking about, like, how many jobs are there where you report on something, you're like, I hope I'm wrong about this, everybody, but if I'm not, there's not many gigs like that. It's an interesting part of the job, I'd imagine.
Yeah, it really, really is. And it kind of gives you this icky gut feeling, too. Everything is there, and you have to communicate it and let people know, but just even talking about it just gives you that blah feeling, because you know you're scaring people. Nobody wants this to happen, and a lot of people also don't think it could happen to them, so I've got to try to get through to those people too. Like, this can happen in our towns, and it's hard to really do that delicately. And, you know, we care. You know, Jim Cantore and I both have been on these devastating sites where tornadoes have just destroyed people's homes and memories. And it's going to make me cry right now. And this has happened in Wisconsin. And I just hope, I pray this doesn't happen again tonight.
Right.
I don't think we think about it with our meteorologists very much. But I challenge anybody, go up and down the line, whether we're talking about these names like the Jim Cantore or Brittany here, or your local meteorologist on your whatever your favorite local daily news is, they all have heart. They all have empathy. I think that is a big part of not only why they might get into the industry, not to speak for a whole industry, but why we care about these individuals, why we like them, and why you guys are so good at what you do. Everything you were saying, Brittany, about not wanting to scare people, your tone and tact really goes a long way with that. Certainly the way I would do the weather, oh my God, I don't know, everybody. Grab everything. Call your loved ones. Have you filled out your it's not good. You shouldn't do the weather.
No, they gotta be chill about it.
I didn't last very long in that industry. I didn't.
It's a juggling act, but you can't win for trying. Being a meteorologist, can't win.
Really. Yep. We appreciate you, Brittany. Thanks so much for hanging out.
Thank you.
We'll get people ready for the weekend tomorrow. You have a good, safe day out there.
Sounds good. You too. Stay safe, everyone.
Best in the business right there, Brittany Below, joining us every morning and putting up with my ramblings. she's the best. She's the best. Seth and I are going to get into the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club in just a little bit. We'll have some fun with that one. Live Nation is offering kind of a cool idea for concert goers. I want to talk about
all
that.
All right.
With
okay.
You. And how not to tow a car. We'll discuss. We've got
personal experience on that one. Yeah. I can give you a few pointers.
Oh,
what
really?
Not to
I didn't
do.
Know
yes.
This. Oh, yeah. Oh, interesting. I didn't even know that.
Mm-hmm.
We will also be getting into at some point in the next couple of hours. What's something you tried once and knew it wasn't for you immediately? And this is one of the only times I think, and I didn't read the whole list, but looking at the list, right at the top of it is right where I am. I don't think that's ever happened before. It's a Thursday. That means we'll kick off the 10 o'clock hour with our great friends over at the Southwood County Humane Society and our Pet of the Week.
That's right.
Shout out to Milltown Coffee sponsoring that. We thank them very much for buying local, supporting local, and supporting our nonprofits. Appreciate them. Seth and I afterwards are going to get into some fun entertainment news, I think, because Netflix and HBO or HBO Max, or whatever they're calling themselves right now. We're going to talk about those. They're doing some interesting things.
Mm-hmm.
And then over the next couple of times you and I are doing the show together, I want to get into some of the new network stuff that's coming out.
Okay.
There's so much, so we're only going to be able to cover so much in each segment.
Sure.
But today we'll get into Amazon Prime, what they're going to be having some new shows.
Okay.
And ABC has got some new shows, along with the Fox schedule. Later we'll get into CBS, NBC, the new stuff that they have coming.
All right.
In part because it's not just the shows we're talking about, but the every season there is a new shift and a new change because everything is parody and you know, following what worked last year for this group and you know, that kind of thing. And there's more to dissect there than just kind of what a new season of this or what have you. I want to get into that a little bit, and I want to hear from the audience.
Okay.
I really would love to hear from the audience about any of these shows or anything you're excited about.
Right.
And are you still watching cable television?
Yeah. That's a good question right now.
One of the things, one of the side stories I've been paying a lot of attention to over the last 10 years is this rise of streaming and then this slow kind of spin, this slow stir of people going back to their, like, finding their balance.
Mm.
You have very few households that are strictly cable or strictly streaming.
Correct.
And people finding that balance of what's going to work. How am I not going to, you know, spend every penny I make working hard at work just on entertainment?
Right.
Just on streaming services and cable and football and all this.
Right.
Where we make our choices now is very interesting to me. And of course, we got to talk about the WFHR newsletter.
Yes.
Got a new edition showing up in your email box today at noon. Be sure to sign up for that at WFHR.com, everybody. Get into our schedule and plenty more. But we begin our show, of course, talking about Brad's. Where else would we start, Seth? I mean, it's, you know, it seems pretty simple. It seems like a great place to start.
All right.
If your name is Brad and you live in New Zealand, which we are huge in, we are gigantic in New Zealand.
Big in New Zealand. This is our core audience.
One of our, I don't know. McDonald's wants to give you a free quarter pounder, and it's all because of Brad Pitt.
What?
Yeah.
This is getting weirder and weirder, dude. Yeah, what's going on here?
This is our wheelhouse. This is what we do. Nobody covers the central Wisconsin area like we do. Nobody.
And weird stuff. Worldwide weird.
And
it's our new segment name.
And world records and Dolly Parton news.
Okay.
These are our wheelhouses. And and of course, certainly local, you know, Wisconsin Rapids and local area stuff. Brad Pitt rolled up to a McDonald's drive-thru in Uckerland on Easter Sunday and had a brief interaction with a young fan who posted the video on social media. So now all Kiwi brands are can get hooked up as long as they have the McDonald's app. They were supposed to have had it by the 12th of this month, which was Monday, and the offer is only good until Sunday. So they're not doing a big, big promotion here, and this is only in New Zealand.
Only in New Zealand.
In the video, the young girl asked Brad to say hello, and I'm just going to go ahead and try my best to play this for everybody.
All right.
Just say hello to my dad.
No.
You can. Sorry.
I'm sorry. Hi, Dad. All right. Moving on. Happy Easter.
Thank you.
It's just a quick interaction.
Yeah.
And I love the idea of that. First off, it's not like he looks great.
Yeah.
He looks like he's obviously trying to hide his appearance.
Yeah, he's wearing the sunglasses and the floppy hat and stuff.
And even that, he looks cool, man. That's not right. That ain't fair.
That's who he is, man.
But So he was taking a little heat on social media because he at first said no. Mm-hmm. And then immediately like catches it and like, oh, no, hello, and all that
right,
stuff.
Yeah, right, right.
And there were some people saying he only did that to play nice. And maybe he did. But it's also Easter Sunday. Like, and this guy's just going through the drive-thru.
Yeah.
Like, it's one thing to kind of, like, I have no issue with people wanting to say, oh, my God, you're Brad Pitt, hello. And say hello, and you have mm-hmm. a little interaction with that person.
Yeah.
Why the need that, that's enough for me. To mm-hmm. me, like, not too far from here, over at what is now Rams, but used to be West Junior High, mm-hmm. they had an author there once, Joy Hargrove, mm-hmm. who is one of my favorite authors. And as a young kid and a senior in high school, wanted to be a writer, we get to go hear her speak, and she takes questions afterwards. We even got to go say hi to her afterwards. Mm-hmm. When I went up and I shook hands with her, there were people that were, you know, wanting her to sign autographs and sign the book and all this. And all I could think of was, like, I don't want to waste that 5-10 seconds she's doing that. I'd much rather talk to her.
Sure.
And that's what I did. And I had a really, really great interaction that I will remember the rest of my life.
Sure.
And I don't have a signature of her. Mm-hmm. I don't have that, but I don't need it. I don't even know where that book is. And if I had the signature, I probably still wouldn't.
Right, exactly. Or could have gotten lost in a move. I mean, who knows, right?
What's the harm in doing something for you? Mm-hmm. Why does it have to be for the gram? Why does it have to be for, you know, because I feel like that's where it comes in. If she had just said hi and like, oh, God, I can't wait to tell my dad this or something like that.
Right.
I don't feel like there's a right or wrong here necessarily. I think some people take it too far and then as far as fans. Mm-hmm. And I think some celebrities might go too far as had he been like, no, I'm not doing that, and put his hand in the camera. Sean Penn did.
Yeah,
a
right.
bit and everything. Yeah. To this person, I think that'd be difficult. I also don't, I have some empathy in this and understanding of how crazy the paparazzi has gotten and how there are $1 million industries out there built on other people's fame. Like, nothing that they've done. There's nothing that anybody working for TMZ has ever done of substantiality or true entertainment. Everything they've done is built on other people's fame and talent.
Right.
And that's just, like, nasty to me. Like, I don't know. I get it. I'm an adult. Uh-huh. I understand that, you know, this brings people in and everything. Mm-hmm. But it's one of those things that feels incredibly tacky to me as society and that we're all okay with. We're all okay with the National Choir chasing, you know, going through people's garbages and all these things. And stuff. Like, come on, man. Like, I don't care how famous you are. I don't think anybody deserves that.
No.
And maybe, and look, I understand that I'm you're playing the world's smallest violin here. we're talking about people that make millions of dollars to play pretend and stuff. I know. I know the industry very well, and I get this. But I feel like you could do two things at once.
Right. Yes, you can. Yeah. And they, just because they're, you know, the excuse is always, well, they're public figures, you know, that kind of thing. It's like, well, yeah. And they put up with a lot. They get, I mean, Brad Pitt can't walk out to the grocery store, you know, if he's like in some town, because everyone knows who he is and everyone's going to stop him and everything like that. I mean, it literally restricts your movement if you're at a level of fame like his. And that's part of the what comes with where he's at, right?
Yeah.
With the money and the fame. That's part of it. And I'm sure he understands that. But to everyone sticking, you know, like now that we have, they didn't have to do this back in the day. You know, maybe a camera, a picture.
Yeah.
But now it's like, I want a video on my phone. You know, everyone's got a video camera with them kind of thing. And that seems a little far to me.
Feels tacky to me. Yeah. And, you know, again, one of the, this is the second time this morning I've said this with you. One of the last naive moments I had when Princess Diana died, I thought, okay, well, this is going to change the game. It's only gotten worse. Yeah, no. It's only gotten worse.
As long as there's an incentive out there, people are going
to
do it.
And look, I understand the pushback to me on this. A lot of people are probably saying this, oh, James, you're just saying this because you can't walk around in Wisconsin Rapids without getting hounded and everything. And yeah, that's true, but that has nothing to do with this, why I'm saying this. I hope to God somebody laughed at that. Please tell me somebody laughed at that.
I love that idea.
So there's not a business James. I could walk into and wearing a WFHR shirt with a name tag that people are like, I don't know who this is.
Who's this guy? What is this?
Yeah. I don't know who this is.
Who's this Maloof dude? I don't know what's going on.
Doesn't matter. What does matter is the other names and other people. We're going to get into those in the El Cafe Birthday Anniversary Club coming up on mornings here at WFHR. are the boys. It's time to do some celebrating with our great friends at El Cafe in the Birthday and Anniversary Club. Encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to El Cafe today, 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Check out some of those great specials they have. Maybe a cup of coffee and a slice of pie.
That's all you need, right?
Now, I hope you have your coffee worked out, because it's going to take you a minute to figure out what slice of pie you want, what flavor you want.
You may finish your cup before you figure it out.
Yeah, I'm going to need a second cup. You know, just leave the pot.
Yeah.
Because there's so much great stuff over there, everybody. Cannot encourage you enough to check it out yourself. You don't have to take our word for it. You're going to go over there and just plan on coming back.
Yeah, that's right.
Great people over there. Have a great Thursday, all of our friends at El Cafe, and treat yourself. Get on over there today.
Mm-hmm.
And get us those birthdays and anniversaries so we can celebrate with you. You can email us info@WFHR.com. You can, of course, direct message us on our Facebook pages as well. And Seth, they can call up
715-424-2600 right now. The lines are open. We want to hear your birthdays and anniversaries. That was awkward. Birthday and anniversary wishes. There we go. Woo.
Anniversary assesses. Yes, we want all of those. Whatever you call them, we want them. Bring them to us, everybody. Nobody's doing this segment. Nobody's doing this around here.
Not really. No, not at all.
And we appreciate those that got us names. Seth, we got two possible qualifiers today. Need a one or a two?
How about one today?
All right. That gives us that qualifier. So first up, wishing a happy birthday to Layla Reynolds.
Layla, congratulations. I mean, happy birthday.
Yes.
Wait, you didn't qualify. Sorry.
Yeah, congratulations ain't so
congratulations.
Bad.
Well, another year. Yeah, you made it another year. How about that?
As we get older, should it switch? Like
maybe it should be congratulations.
You know, hey, congratulations, man.
Made it another year.
Made it to 50. Right yeah. on. Right on. Like, I actually think
we should do that.
It would make our birthdays a little more interesting the older we get. Because, you know, like, oh, hey, it's your 29th birthday. Woo. You know, but hey, on your 29th birthday, people are saying congratulations.
Congratulations.
It makes it feel a little bit better. You
made it through your 20s.
Good we have stumbled into something here. We need to start doing this as a society.
Let's try to make that happen. Let's try to make it go.
Please, everybody. Next February 20th. I mean, that actually made me like, I think I'd like that.
Congratulations, James.
Getting closer to 50, man.
That's true.
They might need it. And we wish a very happy birthday to our qualifier, Taylor Scarring.
Taylor.
No, that's on me.
The way you said it. Taylor, happy birthday. Congratulations.
I was so focused on trying to say the last name right. I got messed up. Right. Taylor. I don't know how you missay Taylor. I don't know how you can missay that. Sorry, Taylor. You're a qualifier. We made up for it. You're the qualifier.
You're the qualifier. You
enjoy your day, Taylor.
Yeah.
Everybody out there celebrating a birthday or anniversary, keep getting us those to us, everybody. And feel free to call up and join us with them.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you share your birthdays with? Well, Andy Murray, one of our last great American tennis stars.
Yes.
On
the male side, correct.
British tennis stars.
Yeah.
Obviously, Britain, like America, well, longer than America, has had great tennis stars.
Mm-hmm.
Not as much in recent years.
No. Same with the United States is the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't had one in a while.
The story's not covered as much, but they have struggled just as much as we have, especially on the men's side of things. The biggest stars, really, of tennis in the last handful of years, Andy Murray's the only English one. Nadal, even Federer.
They're all from Europe. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Murray, I think was a cool moment. Became the first Brit to win a Grand Slam title in more than 40 years when he won the U.S. Open in 2012. He also beat Roger Federer for the Olympic gold medal in London in 2012.
I remember that
is the one that stands out to me.
Yes,
in part because of beating, I think, the greatest tennis player I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
Just in the Olympics.
It was at home.
In London,
yes.
You can't top that,
no,
man.
No, not at all.
I had never picked up a tennis racket the rest of my life. But like I'd dropped it like a racket drop. Yes, yeah. It's pretty cool. It was a cool moment. And it's just one of those Olympic moments I'll always remember. Jamie Lynn Sigler is 44. You know her better as Meadow Soprano on The Sopranos. She played herself on Entourage and kind of got away from acting. She got plenty of opportunities from what I understand, and I've seen her talk about in interviews after The Sopranos, but she just kind of like, you know, and she's young, she's 44, and she was even younger, obviously, at the time of The Sopranos ending. Molly Shannon did a similar thing, too, of just kind of being like, I'm good, and, you know, hopefully I can get back in someday.
Right.
And maybe she will. I kind of hope she does, because I think she's a really good actor, and that ensemble cast, she was an integral part of. I thought she played that role just as well as anybody could have. I think one of the better compliments you can give an actor, I can't imagine anybody else in that role. I can't picture anybody. I'm not saying she's the greatest actor or the greatest even in that role, but for me, I can't picture anybody else playing mezzo soprano. I thought she was good.
Very cool.
A great actor. I know we both are big fans of. David Krumholtz is 47. He is the math guy on Numbers, Goldenstein in Harold and Kumar. He was Tim Allen, Bernard the Elf in Tim Allen's Santa Claus movies.
That's right, yes.
I think my favorite part of those movies. I really do.
He's
I really
very
liked
good.
His performance
yes,
in
yes.
those. Yep. But more to the point, I think his greatest work, he plays the physicist working on the Manhattan Project in Oppenheimer.
Mm.
And he has actually a pretty heavy role in it. Mm-hmm. And he hangs. It's such an ensemble movie. Mm-hmm. And no matter what the actor and the caliber of talent, he's right there with him.
Nice.
I mean, hanging right alongside with him. The best example I could say possibly is think of the greatest sprinter you've ever seen and imagine somebody hanging with them. Mm. That's what I'm talking about with mm-hmm. a Robert Downey Jr. or some of the actors in that movie and how he, as not a household name,
right.
not an Oscar winner,
nope.
but hangs talent-wise yep. with every one of these actors.
Excellent.
Ray Lewis is 50, somewhere giving a big speech. I got to imagine. I mean, one of the more fun linebackers we've gotten to see in our
yes.
time. And one of the great, like, not last great linebackers, because there's always going to be good ones.
Oh, yes.
But, man, a good one. Man, his Super Bowls. Ahmet Zappa, is 51.
Oh,
I am
gosh.
Having a real tough time with last names today. son of Frank, brother of Dweezil,
mm-hmm.
Was married to Selma Blair for a while, and the screenwriter of the movie adaptation of Fraggle Rock.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
Nobody had that one getting their
The children of Frank Zappa have had some very interesting careers. They've done all kinds of stuff, you know, kind of like Frank did. He was kind of like that way,
no,
too. But
you went right. You met me right where I wanted to go.
Oh, okay.
Whether we're talking about Dweezil or Ahmet or any mm-hmm. of these guys, I believe that they've all like honored their dad and done a very similar thing to their dad while being completely different and going in very different directions.
Oh, very different directions.
Somehow have done very similar careers to their dad
mm-hmm.
while also doing nothing like their father.
Yes.
Just it's wild, but I don't know. But that's the way it's worked out for all these guys.
It's very fascinating.
And get along, guys. Get along, because I want to play Frank in a biopic. And they got to start getting along so we can get that done, because there should be a Frank Zappa biopic.
There should be.
Come
and
on,
it should be not factual at all.
No.
And
no.
Knowing it, Frank Zappa. No.
Yes.
No, you got to put a lot of stuff.
I think I could play an older Frank.
You could pull off Frank Zappa. Oh,
I'm
yeah.
not talking 20-year-old
no,
Frank.
No. Look at that little piece of beard that he had,
yep.
you know, that little patch on his chin kind of thing, yeah.
There's no green screen that could turn me 20. There's no special effects
team. Well, they could de-age you. They could de-age. They've done that.
Skywalker Ranch isn't going to be able to... Emmett Smith is 56 today. Retired
wow.
Dallas Cowboy, Dancing with the Stars winner.
Yes.
Won the third season of that. Mm-hmm. And I believe, still the all-time leading rusher.
Yeah,
right?
I believe he's still that. He's still that. I mean, that may stand for a while unless one of the, like Derrick Henry or Saquon Barkley can have, you know, a longer career. We'll see. But
it would mean that my guy, Walter Payton, would go to third on the list.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, I would love to see Derrick Henry break that just
yes.
because I think it would be so fitting with what he's given to the game.
Yes.
Not just the NFL, not just college, but
yep.
do yourself a favor, all you football fans out there, if you've never done this, look up Derrick Henry's high school stats. It's you've never seen anything like it.
No.
There's not a player in in football history you'll ever see stats like you do with Derrick Henry in high school.
That wow.
The amount of carries this man has done in his lifetime.
His lifetime.
I can't imagine. I'd love to see him as the all-time leading
yeah.
rusher. I don't think it's going
to
happen.
Well, the game just gave something back to him.
Mm.
And he got a nice extension from the Ravens. Ooh. Woo, he's making some money.
A second season in that offense
yeah.
with Lamar. Oh, man,
yeah.
that should be fun.
Yep.
One of my favorites, one of my bigger influences. Dan Patrick is 69 today, former
wow.
ESPN sports guy, really one of the architects of what we all watch on SportsCenter and
Sports
ESPN.
Center, he was one of the original guys that made it what it was. It wasn't just we're reading sports scores. They did it with a certain kind of humor. They did it with, you know, a kind of a little, sometimes with a little edge on it. I always remember Dan Patrick. My favorite part of the sports centers with him was always the baseball ones. He was really good at that. And of course, his famous, you know, the whiff.
Yeah.
I love that. It's one of my favorite things.
I agree with everything you're saying.
Yep.
The other thing that I look up to him for and everything is the idea of he got a little tired and burnt out with ESPN.
Sure.
But he still loves sports. And
mm-hmm.
so he doesn't, gets together with a couple of his friends and a couple of people that he knows in the industry and everything, and he wants to start his own thing. He has nowhere to really do this, but to save money, they go into his attic, and they start this little show that has now been on like 3 or 4 different networks, have had like 6 or 7 different contracts. It's
basically a proto podcast, basically, is what it was. Yeah.
It's the architect of that. Mm-hmm. Well, look at where we are now with podcasts and almost any personality. Dan Le Batard, Stephen A. Smith, all these
the biggest names
are branching off and doing the Dan Patrick model.
Exactly.
To what he did and everything. He bet on himself, man, and it worked out. And not for nothing, just a great interviewer. The pace of Dan Patrick has always been impressive to me. I really enjoy his pace and his timing.
Yeah, he's learned a lot. Yeah.
I don't agree with everything he says or does or anything like that. And I don't think he's the world's greatest by any means, but I really look up to people that do this and make it work and figure out a way to make that. Like you hear some of the early stories of some of the things that they had to do to make, you know, put these wires together to get on the air or something like that. It's really cool. And he didn't have to do any of this.
No.
He could have just stayed at ESPN his whole lifetime, his whole career.
Or he could have gotten a job at probably one of the networks at some point.
But he did it the hard way. Similar to George Brett, who is 72 today as well. Everybody had the same image pop up in their head as soon as I said George Brett, him running out of that dugout like a madman.
By the way, George Brett is still so happy that he is remembered for that.
Yeah.
Because before that, he was remembered for one thing. From the 1980 World Series with the Philadelphia Phillies, because he had missed some games because his hemorrhoids were so bad. He was known as like the hemorrhoid guy. And he has gone on record saying the pine tar thing, best thing that ever happened to me, because then everyone stopped talking about the hemorrhoids.
I would love if it came out that was the only reason he even used pine tar.
Yeah.
Just to try to get, like, he never even used it before that, but he did. He just like caked it on. Just like, okay, this has got to stand out.
He's fun to listen to, an honest guy, a real guy, you know, everything. He was such a great baseball player, but man, I love him.
Shouldn't be lost in the shuffle.
No, not at all.
Great hitter.
Great hitter. Hall of Famer, you know, a Kansas City Royal institution.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of my favorite actors of all time, Chaz Palamanthari, is 73. Detective Dave in The Usual Suspects, De Niro's mob rival in Analyze This, worked with De Niro as well in A Bronx Tale, worked with De Niro as well in... Chaz has been a little bit typed in his career.
A little bit. He's got that swarthy type, you know.
But man, he's played every character a little different than the other and has worked these characters differently than other character actors, where you see that he puts a little bit into each one of these guys. Yeah, he's playing a mob boss. You look at his IMDb page and it's like 20 mob bosses in a row. Yes. But he plays them a little different, each one of them. And I give him credit for continuing to work.
He's got that look. You know, he looks kind of, I don't want to say threatening, but he looks formidable. You know, he's a big guy too, that part of the thing. But he has so much charisma on the screen. It just jumps out at you. He's fun to watch.
Love him as an actor. Brian Eno is 77. Genius producer.
Producer, a musician, started with Roxy Music, then started making what became known as minimalism.
Yeah.
Here Come the Warm Jets. If you want to hear an interesting album, boy, that was one of the most impressive, biggest musical out of nowhere albums that came out, and it actually had a lot of influence on music.
Are We Not Men? Are We Devo? Well, We Are Devo, certainly a legendary job.
Produce them,
But the minimalist thing you bring up is interesting, going from that to the Joshua Tree with U2 and the strip downing of U2 a little bit there, where they went completely the other direction they went back to, after that.
The big sound,
But that was their big album, and it's with him.
Yep.
And that, I think in part because of what you're talking about there, but I had never thought of that. That's interesting.
No, absolutely. Amazing musician and producer.
Wavy Gravy is 89. Woodstock countercultural icon, also inspired Ben and Jerry's ice cream. Real name, Hugh Romney.
Wavy Gravy's better.
But much better one to go by. Yes. Yeah. And as people no longer with us, the great Madeleine Albright, born in the state in 1937, former Secretary of State. Happy birthdays and anniversaries to everybody out there celebrating. We can't think of a better way to celebrate than with our friends at El Cafe. Get there today, everybody, 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. We'll be back after our news, sports, and partner break here on The Mornings at WFHR. The Mornings at Mornings.
The Mornings.
Yeah. Something like that. Welcome back, everybody. Mornings here at WFHR. waiting for the harmonica. That's got to be the harmonica in this one. Seth got us some new bumpers. It's fun. I like that.
Yeah. You just noticed that, too. I think that was funny.
I just noticed. I've been so busy this morning. Yeah. It's the one thing I did not get to see. Yeah. My dad was a gigantic Huey Lewis fan. Yeah. Huey Lewis in the news. I should mention. Right, yes. I should get that in there. Yeah. And speaking of music, well, mm-hmm. that's where we go right now.
Okay.
Live Nation is selling $30 tickets to more than 1,000 concerts this summer.
Oh, wow. Okay.
They include Billy Idol, Halsey, and Weird Al Yankovic. Mm-hmm. This is an interesting idea. Mm-hmm. Over 1,000 concerts will be available to choose from. Some of the artists, Avril Lavigne, Cyndi Lauper, The Offspring, Rod Stewart, Styx, Toto, along with the bands that I mentioned.
Wow.
Tickets go on sale Wednesday the 21st. If you have T-Mobile or something called Rakuten, I don't know what it is. Rakuten. You can sign up to have early access the day before.
Gotcha.
I just want to spread the word about this because if you mm-hmm. like, even if you kind of like one of those bands, going to see a concert for $30
these days, that's good. This is, I would say, this is good marketing on Live Nation's part. Recently, Ticketmaster and Live Nation, same company, by the way. Just want to make sure we mention that.
Any chance we get.
Black Eye. Of all the shenanigans they've been up to, investigations, I mean, just really sleazy stuff. Seriously, they've been doing. Yeah, they needed to do something like this in order to at least raise their stock up with the public again in order to do it. And the outcry, this is what caused it, everybody, okay? People were like, no, stop doing that. This is that we're not that dog don't hunt kind of thing. So
I love that phrase.
So it's they have to do stuff like this in order to get people to come back to them. This is the way competition is supposed to work, you know, when stuff bad stuff happens, right?
It's one of the most unkept secrets in music, right, in the music industry, is how horribly musicians are treated, how little they actually mm-hmm. get for the product that they have, even though none of this is here without them.
Exactly.
Like, I'm not saying that, like, venue owners shouldn't get paid.
Right.
Obviously, they should. Mm-hmm. But in what world does it make sense that no matter how big the artist, we're talking Taylor Swift level.
Right.
They're not making even a smidgen of what these people are making.
Exactly.
How does that make sense? How does it make sense that that a record company is making more than the actual artist is?
Right.
That's never made sense. And it makes even littler sense when you consider the venue, the concert going mm-hmm. experience.
Right, exactly.
Where, again, even no matter how big the artist is, most of the money they make is off of merch, selling their items, their, you know, music.
Right, the stuff that they have direct control over, right? And that's the stuff they have control over.
I'm not saying that it should be, you know, that they should be paid more than they worth or any of these things. I'm saying it should be equal. I'm saying it should be,
the value they create, they should get a lion's share of that value, right? It makes sense if you need help, you know, coordinating a tour, you know, you need help with all this stuff, right? You need venues. You need people in the back end to help you out. You know, your roadies and your other folks and the people that are giving you food and all this. Yeah, I get that, right? But they shouldn't be getting the most of the money. It should be you, the one who's creating the value, right?
I feel like it should be one of the most uncontroversial things we do.
Yeah.
Like here is talking about this and talking about artists, especially musicians, you know, making more off or owning their own material or any of
even
these things.
Something as simple as that, right?
Yeah. I feel like a pretty uncontroversial take, mm-hmm. we may be getting into a more controversial area here.
Oh, okay.
And I don't like to do that this early in the morning, everybody, but we don't shy away from certain topics around
That's
here.
That's right.
And we will always face them as WFHR has done for 80 plus years. We're going to talk about towing right now. and some people think that they got the perfect idea of the way to tow. There are thousands of videos on mm-hmm. YouTube of people who have, I got this.
Yep.
They did not have this, everybody. No, spoiler alert. And we got one of them for you here. We don't get to do that in Right Stories this early very often.
Let's do it.
Some guy's old Saab broke down on a highway in Houston on Monday, and instead of calling a tow truck, he hooked a big chain to it and it had his girlfriend tow him in her SUV.
Oh, dear.
Towing with a chain isn't the safest option.
No.
Or legal. in any state. I don't believe it's even legal in like sci-fi novels.
Right.
Like I'm pretty sure even like a dystopian, mm-hmm. like in the Mad Max dystopian future, you could still get arrested for towing
right.
with a chain. I'm yep. pretty sure. But it's something people do in a pinch. Someone just has to sit in the car being towed to steer and ride the brakes and all that.
Right.
The couple in Houston made one big mistake, though, that a lot of people do, of course. They hooked the chain up to the back of his car and towed it backwards.
No. Oh.
His car was all over the road.
Oh, my God.
The video of this is pretty, yeah. Pretty noteworthy.
Oh, no.
It's highway camera, too. And it's... Oh man. And it's
That's just freaking me out, just looking at that. Oh, my gosh.
I will say one thing. They were smart enough to go into the most farther... Because they're in a 10-lane highway.
Yeah, they're in a huge highway.
They're in Houston, so there's nothing but 5-lane highways in Houston.
Yeah.
And they're in the most, curb lane.
But we're talking... This guy's flying across lanes, and because... It's backwards. You're not used to driving like that.
His girlfriend was going too fast, and so then the axle broke, and he couldn't steer at all.
Yep.
And he was inside the car as all this was going on, hanging up for dear life. An eyewitness said he saw the girlfriend laughing, so she maybe didn't realize the situation.
Time to get a new girlfriend?
Now, they did not get... I wonder. Yeah. Or boyfriend.
Yeah, for that matter.
I'm not sure whose idea this was.
No.
Either one needs to maybe... Or
they need a conversation here.
Or maybe this is just one of those situations where we're like, you know what? We just cut our losses. We end this. You know what? This isn't going anywhere. I think we could both admit as adults, adults.
We have found out that through this situation, yeah.
Because this couple has shown us nothing but rationality. So, of course, they would sit down and have that conversation. What I was doing there. His name is Dante Brown, and he's 32. It turned out he had an outstanding warrant in Georgia, and yep, he's going to jail.
That relationship's probably done anyway.
He and his girlfriend told police they didn't call a tow truck because they couldn't afford one, but now his car is all banged up, and he's got a lot more to pay for.
Which, again... See, it just made it worse. Now he's got court costs that he's got to deal with too.
That ain't right.
That is a doozy of a that ain't right story. Oh my gosh!
If I saw that in a comedy sketch, I'd be like, "Well, that was a little too far."
That's a little too far.
They went too far.
A little too much there.
We'll come back and we'll have some more fun with you on the morning show here at WFHR. I don't know what bumper I want to choose, man.
There's so many good ones. Right?
Ooh, yeah. Ooh. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Some Billy Ocean. Yeah. Now we're going. Oh, that gave me my second second wind right there.
Wind.
Yeah. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. This segment, just bumpers. All I'm going to do
all is... All the new bumpers.
No, we're not going to do that. But Seth and I are going to get into some fun, take it to the top of the hour. Keep in mind, we're going to kick off the 10 o'clock hour with our great friends at the Southwick County Humane Society. Denise is going to join us with our pet of the week.
Nice.
Big thank you to Milltown Coffee sponsoring that. We appreciate mm-hmm. them. Man, that 80s saxophone. There is nothing like an 80s saxophone.
Love it.
We hope you're all having a great Thursday out there. Happy Friday Eve, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting study here. There's a new study out which says that 15% of people would rather be trash talked behind their back than not mentioned at all.
Oh, I didn't know where that was going there. Oh, interesting.
The idea that any news is good news or something like that. That used to be the MO of celebrityism or some of these things.
No such thing as bad publicity, right? Yeah.
I don't know how a lot of people feel about this, but to me, that changed a while ago. I don't think that's the case anymore.
No.
I think you can find outliers, but I think overall, for the most part, that can really derail whatever it is you have of a career or whatever industry you're in. Mm-hmm. And I don't even mean just on a celebrity level, mm-hmm. but because we are all branded now. We all mm-hmm. have, the majority of us have a social media account or have at the very least, even you, Seth, have a social media footprint.
Right.
Whether because of the station here and
exactly.
some of those
yeah,
things and everything.
Yep. You got it.
So with that, we're all brands. I'm not saying I like this or anything,
no.
but it is kind of the world we're in right now.
Yeah.
And I I don't know. I don't think that the whole bad press thing is good for anybody anymore. Mm-mm. I think there's every once in a while an outlier, a quote unquote rebel or bad boy or something like that, that makes it off of being, you know, wrecking this or doing something like that. But even those things, you can only go so far to where immediately we're like, well, you're not a rebel anymore. You're just a jerk. You know, I don't agree with that. I don't think that it's necessarily the case. And I find it interesting that you'd rather have somebody talk trash about you behind your back than not talk about you at all.
At all. Wow.
And I know I'm sort of repeating myself here a little bit, but I really want that to hit home and think about that. Put yourself in those shoes.
Right.
Like, that seems really weird. The researchers conducted 5 experiments with more than 2,000 participants. And in the end, they found that a solid 64% of people want to be gossiped about behind their back when it's something positive.
Okay.
Roughly 25% want to be talked about when it's ambitious or ambiguous.
Ambiguous, right.
Whether it's about something good or bad. And 15% of people, so 1 in 7, would want people to gossip about them about something negative or anything at all, you know, regardless.
Wow.
If the alternative is that people don't talk about them at all. So they would rather that not be spoke of at all. The percent, and it's to me, it's not just 1 in 7.
Mm-hmm.
It's what that one represents and who that one is. And not only do you probably know somebody like that in your own personal life, but I feel like our politics and our society are filled with it right
now. Boy, man.
Especially politics.
Especially politics. I think that's true. Yeah.
I think it's, and this is not a survey. This is just me throwing this out there wildly. Please cannot stress that enough.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be shocked if I was also doing the same survey and it was 1 in 7 politicians. This is the case.
Right.
In fact,
might be even higher than that.
Now that I said it out loud, it is definitely higher than that. There are some in this state that are going by that is their whole political, thing. They don't even have I doubt that they have a you know, somebody in charge of their campaign.
Yeah, like a chief of staff or something right?
Nobody's telling half of these guys, man. These, especially the people that I'm thinking of here, they're not listening to any advice or anything like that. They're going out there and just talking off the heat. And it's working for them, apparently.
Yeah.
I don't agree with it. I don't think it's good. I don't think it's representing their constituents, but it's working for them.
Just say whatever, right?
Yeah, until we, the people, kind of push back on that and say, you know what? No, you don't get to be a jerk just because you're holding office.
Yeah, no.
You don't get to my way or the highway. It's not your way. It's our way. We voted you in. It's not about you and your ego or being a megaphone for other people or the industries in your pocket. You represent us. We're supposed to be in your pocket. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. That's what's supposed to be going on. Not you being able to get your 15 seconds of fame or off of
whatever.
Politics.
Yeah.
And just because you don't care if people are talking negatively or not, you just want to be talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Like, go get a hobby. Go get a talent.
Do something constructive. How about that?
Go learn to juggle and go show up on America's Got Talent or something.
There you go.
Get your 15 seconds of fame that way.
At least you learn something new.
The percentages are, well, we don't have a lot of jugglers. You know, juggling, it's lost art. It's lost art.
As long as they don't get into rant triloquism, that's all I care about.
I like that that's the line.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
You can handle jugglers, mimes.
Yeah, right. No ventriloquists. No, bad.
I'm putting the foot down. I'm going to put it down. This is the line in the sand for Seth. The researchers say that this proves that for a good chunk of people, social invincibility is a fate worse than being bad-mouthed.
Just not being there at all.
One of the most sad things I have come across.
That does sound sad, doesn't it?
And I feel like we got to figure out a way to bring back shame. Because that used to be a negative thing
that could lead to some positive stuff. You know, I'm not against that completely.
It had its misuses.
Of course it did. Yeah.
We used it in ways we shouldn't have with certain people, usually women.
Minorities.
I'm not talking about and everything. Yes. But in other ways, it really held the line where we were like, you know what? No. As a society, you can't do this. We're not working against this. We need to bring that back. Bring shame back, everybody.
Shame. We want shame. Wait, be careful with that.
I don't know. We might have to work on that.
I didn't say I wanted to be shamed.
Yeah,
I didn't say that.
It started like, now all of a sudden I started getting a Spartacus thing. I am Shane. No, I am Shane. I don't know why. It's a combination of movies there or something.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
We got some great things going on in our community. One of them you could be a part of. Volunteers are needed to help place flags in our local cemeteries this Saturday. Mm-hmm. Please meet at the Forest Hill Mausoleum here in Rapids by 10 a.m. sharp. Mm-hmm. They have a good time with this, and it's a really great way of giving back, putting into our community, and doing something for our vets.
Yep. There's a lot of flags to put out, so the more hands, the better, the quicker it'll go. I believe Melissa said she did it last year, and it took, she said, about an hour, because there were quite a few people that were able to help out with that. So keep that in mind as well. It's supposed to, I think the weather's supposed to be pretty good on Saturday, so it'll be nice for that too.
We'll double check with Brittany tomorrow to make sure, but I believe you're right about that. And even if it's just drizzling out a little bit, they're still out there doing this. I think Laura said her and her, some of her girls did this last year too, and I know my parents want to do it this year. They've done it in years past. It's one of the ways my dad was talking about doing this, especially because it made him think of his dad.
My
papa, who fought in World War II and Korea and all that, and there's something to be said for it. So I think there's a lot more. We want you to, you know, get out there for the good, for your community, for our veterans, for our soldiers. But I think that there's a lot of personal things you can get from this too that are very positive. Get on out there, everybody. And in a little bit, behind the scenes, everybody.
Oh yes,
we're going to be joined by Jake Adams, assistant GM with your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. They're going to be coming here to do some promo stuff and everything. And we're looking forward to that. Now, tomorrow on Playmakers, Jake is going to join us at 4:30. We're going to give you an update on some of the cool things going on at over at Winterfield this summer as we're closer and closer and closer to opening day.
Yes.
Two of the greatest words in the English language.
Oh, my gosh. We're just less than 2 weeks. Than 2 weeks away.
Ooh, that feels good. Talking baseball.
Yep.
Very excited about that. Jake's going to be in tomorrow to talk with us about that. But right now, you can already start planning for this.
Yep.
Come by the studios. Pick up one of these pocket schedules. Say hi to Pam. Pick up a schedule and make plans to meet us at Winterfield this summer. It's going to be a lot of fun. They got some really cool, unique, and I mean unique, promotion ideas.
Yes, they do.
Along with some of the fun jersey things they're doing.
Always good stuff.
And bringing back a lot of their traditional stuff. Like, speaking of our military Mondays that they do with Ho-Chunk Gaming and Casino and some of the other cool stuff that they do over there. Got a young, hungry team over there at Winterfield. Mm-hmm. And not even just talking about the players. Your front office is that way, too.
Yeah, they're really excited about getting this year underway.
I'm talking to Jake every week, man, and the things that they're talking about, I'm just dying to spread out there. I'm going to spoil something. I got to shut up. They got really cool things going on over there at Winterfield, and they are putting together one of the better teams that I think we have seen on who's going to hit that diamond.
It's going to be a fun year.
Get your pocket schedules, and buying local and supporting local includes your teams, whether we're talking River Kings or Rafters or our American Baseball League, of course. We got a lot of great teams around
here. A lot
of
good stuff around here, yeah.
Pick up one of these schedules, make your plans, like, I want to show up on this one. I want to go to this one. You can start making plans.
Yeah.
We encourage you to do that, everybody, and we're looking forward to it. Looking forward to being joined by Denise and our Pet of the Week from the Southwick County Humane Society, thanks to Milltown Coffee, coming up right here at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.